Hey, what's going on, guys? This is GXRP Perez, and we got Viking in the building. Viking, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up?
Why do you sound so down, bro? Why do you sound so down? What's going on?
I'm not down.
So, you know, we talked about the crypto revolution and his program. You told me about it earlier. I think I'm going to join in with my brother, bro. Yeah, I told him about it, and I said how legit it was, and you were recommending it, so we're going to jump in, after this whole Icy thing and everything going on. Icon, I'm sorry, not Icy.
Oh, yeah, man, there's a lot going in right now, man.
What altcoins are you suggesting? I mean, we're not financial advisors, but you know a lot more than a lot of people. So why don't you give us some insight on what you've been able to find out?
See, that's the problem, honestly, man. When it comes to TA and technical analysis, I can tell you a coin, but you might have already missed the breakout.
That's correct. Yeah,
so,
but future. Maybe.
I definitely do not want to tell somebody. Oh yeah, I get buy some XRP. Because we already seen a nice little pop today, but I mean it's looking pretty good. Don't get me wrong. XRP is actually looking pretty damn good. We're close to hitting the 200-day moving average, and that's what happened to Ethereum Classic. As soon as it hit that 200-day moving average, it fucking exploded.
Yeah, what about
happening with quite a few of these altcoins?
What about Bitcoin? I know it went down. It's down in price right now, but all the alts are actually jumping.
Bitcoin. I mean, it's same thing, man. If we go up, we got a target of about 11,800. Downsides. Right about 8,000. If it breaks lower, then we're looking a little bit lower than that. So it just all depends what resistance it's up to.
Yeah, but you know how they
so the bulls are gonna take control.
Yeah, but every time the Bitcoin jumps up, every other coin jumps up, and now it seems like it's going down and all the outs are still going up.
Yeah, but you gotta think about this, the Bitcoin dominance is kinda starting to blow up a little bit. When that happens, then that's when you see the alts start popping off.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but remember that we even talked about this, that when we see the Bitcoin go down and alts go up, that means Bitcoin's ready to take off.
Yeah. I mean, here's also another scenario too, okay? So if Bitcoin were to stay around the $9,500 range between, 92 and 9,500, it would be technically, and it moved sideways for a little while, we would be in like bullish consolidation.
And that's another
point where alts take off too, is when Bitcoin's in bullish consolidation.
So when you say consolidation, what, for the people that don't know, what does consolidation mean?
Yeah, it's just people literally just selling. You gotta let the RSI cools off a little bit. Everybody takes profits here and there. It just really depends, and then you also have people jumping in, so it kind of just moves sideways for a little while.
Okay. And what do you think about this, the news with VeChain being the number two accepted coin throughout the entire China? What do you think about that?
I think that's great. I mean, here's my thing. I love VeChain. I like XRP, and there's a lot of coins I like, but, I feel like I've wasted my time by holding coins anymore. I still will hold a few, but But no, I'm just gonna trade, man. I'm tired of waiting to make money. I'm gonna make money all the way up. So fuck it. I'm really taking this serious, and I'm gonna learn everything I can learn. I'm gonna make this happen.
So we're gonna have a trader in the group. We're gonna have somebody that's gonna know, or what? You going all in, Domino's? No, that's fine. So you're gonna go all in. Now we're gonna have a trader in the group, right? An insider.
Oh, that's the thing, man. You gotta find your niche when it comes to trading. You gotta find your own style. Everybody trades differently. Everybody uses different indicators, different tools. You know, you just gotta find what works for you. Hell, there's people that even just trade. They do what they call range trading.
Okay.
People even do that. There's so many different styles to trading. It's you just gotta find your own niche and make it work.
So I think I'm convinced. I think I might take that course with you, brother. I mean, sounds like you know what you're talking about. People want to know a big time your opinion on which one do you think is going to be the winner between Stellar and XRP. What's your opinion on it? Like, from what you know.
I mean, you know, a lot of the stuff that you and Dad put out on Stellar, it kind of makes you wonder sometimes. But I just personally think that. You know, they both have their purpose, and they both have their place.
Yeah, but who do you think is going to be the front runner in a few years?
Oh, I mean, me personally, I would have to say XRP, but, you know, at this point, you know, I don't know. Stellar did burn half of their supply, so who knows, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, but don't you think they burned half of their supply for a purpose?
Oh, of course, because they realized they didn't need that many coins for the use case that they're going to be serving, but you know, obviously it's going to make the price go up even higher. I don't know, man. From now on, I'm sticking to the charts. I'm not getting caught up in the news and this, that, and the other. I'm just going to let the charts tell me a story.
Yeah.
I've been in this space for 2 years, and I've bought cryptocurrency all the way down. It's time to start making some fucking money.
Uh oh. Somebody's getting bullish, and it ain't me.
So I'm tired of sitting here, you know. Oh, buy the dip. You buy the dip, you get fucked.
Yo. You know? I actually have another insider right now. Dustin Dio, and he's telling me that XLM is taking off in front of XRP. What's going on with that? No, 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 no. I'm saying he literally just texted me right now. So are you looking at the charts?
What's that?
He literally just told me right now. So are you looking at the charts?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at XLM charts, to be honest.
Well, let me see. No, not XLM, just in general, like the chart for all of them. Let me see, because I don't know what he's talking about. Let me see.
I mean, is he talking about the market cap with cryptocurrency altogether chart, or what?
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. I just got a text, so let me see what he's talking about. Hold on.
You know, there was one that went a little bit nuts today. It was called the Metal Token. I don't know if anybody's familiar with it. But,
Oh, yeah, they're both taking off. XRP and the other ones, every other coin is down other than XRP and XLM.
Yeah, see, well, you know, they run together, so, you know, I'm not surprised.
And Icon is up 40%.
Oh, yeah. Icon was up 50% this morning.
And, you know, Dustin Dio was only, Dustin Dio told me about Icon before it launched. He said, oh, what do you think about Icon? He actually told me to look into it because people were saying that it was going to go high. And now it's at 40%. And this was like
Aeon,
maybe 5
days. Aeon's pumping too.
Which one?
Oh, Aeon, A-I-O-N.
A-I-O-N.
Pumping 31%.
Aeon, what's wow? All these coins that we've never heard of. Hold on.
Aeon? Yeah, like I said, you know, that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm like, oh yeah. And you know what the crazy part is? Their max supply is only 318 million.
Yeah, 318 million.
Issue price it listed, it launched at $1.
Oh, it launched at $1? Aeon?
Yeah. A-I-O-N.
A-I-O-N. O-N?
Yep.
Aeon, okay. Yeah, it's pumping 27%. And it launched, you said it launched at $1, and it's at, what, 15 cents?
Yep.
From what it says here. It's basically...
Yeah, 15 cents.
15 cents, yeah. 15 cents, 15.0577. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chart right now. It looks pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, they've been low.
Looks like a nice, good cup and handle there, possible for a cup. There's a cup right now, but could be a possible cup and handle. Wow. I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
I don't expect.
I'm just here like everybody else, man, trying to make some money. You know, we're still technically in a bear market, but it's starting to turn bullish. But you know, I entered cryptocurrency in a bear market. I've never experienced a bull market, so.
And what do you know? What do you know about XLM Gold?
Not much.
Do you know anything about?
I just know that, not really, to be honest.
Okay,
I just know that it's a real thing. But.
Yeah, and it's actually I just looked at it right now. It's actually number 2,234. You think that's another opportunity to make money right there? Because they don't even have a circulating supply yet. They don't have anything to match it. I mean, they have a bit of BTC and XLM. You know what the 7 billion is the total supply.
Said 1 billion?
No. 7 billion, and it looks bullish because if it's
7 billion, that's still a lot of money.
I know. I mean, it doesn't seem like they're using much. Or that they put much out there.
Yeah, it was pissing me off earlier, man. I literally, so I was at home just kind of reading some charts and kind of, you know, doing my own little research kind of thing. And I was just doing my own little thing. Wasn't really making any moves at that point, but just kind of like, okay, if this plays out, then I was right. If this plays out, I was right. If this plays out, I was right.
Are you ever wrong? Are you ever wrong though? Like that's the question you gotta ask yourself.
I mean, yeah, of course. I'm wrong, of course.
Cause you have yet to say something and it be wrong. So why do you question yourself so much?
Well, you know, you gotta build your confidence as a trader. You know, so.
But you're not.
I'm not putting any money on the line. I said you gotta build your confidence as a trader. You know.
Yeah, but you're not a trader, and you just started trading, and you've already foretold a bunch of coins that are gonna zoom, and then you know, the confidence in you I have, but as far as you with yourself, you should just know when you say something, it's gonna happen. Period. You know, so I want to hear something like. Like, XRP is going to go to the moon tomorrow. So I could be like, all right, I believe you. And then it happens. Cause like
don't we all want to hear that?
No. But I want to hear it coming from you, though. I want to hear it coming from you. Because when it comes from you, it happens. But you haven't told me anything yet. You're keeping it from me, brother.
So last night, I was looking at AGI to eat there. And, you know, AGI hit a solid resistance. It hit a wall and it just sold right back down.
Mm. Okay. Just like Digibyte. What are your thoughts on Digibyte? Let me look at Digibyte.
I don't know a damn thing about Digibyte, honestly.
But, yeah. Because it seems like it's popular. It's a very popular coin.
Well, it's like, but no, if you would have bought the retest on AGI, you would have made a little bit of cash this morning.
On AGI?
Because it broke that resistance. You know, it was only like 7 or 8%, but hey, you're working with a few $1,000, that's 7 or 8%.
Yeah, no, and it actually went up, 4.41%. And it's a lot, they've passed on a lot of Ethereum and Bitcoin is what, yeah. I guess the value goes up depending on the coin.
That was another one that I meant to actually. That was another one. I work a full time job as well, so I wanted to get it in the ENJ this morning, which I wish I would have, because now it's pumping 18%.
ENJ.
Yeah, it's a Samsung token for gaming. Well, I should say I should back myself up there. That's not true.
Okay.
They're partnered with Samsung. They're a gaming coin, but they have a big partnership with Samsung. I found them last year, actually.
Yeah, they are pumping. They're pumping. ROI-wise?
Actually, they're going off. They're going off right now. They're pumping 20%.
Yeah, 21%. And they have an ROI gain of 461%.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, man, that's got room to pump like a motherfucker because RSI is only at 65, so they definitely got some room to go there.
Yeah, it's at like 14 cents. These are all coins that people have no idea, huh?
Now, by the way, ENJ was at 11 cents 2 days ago.
Damn. Why is this the first time that I'm hearing it? Because, I talk to you almost every day, and I haven't heard this, so I'm a little heartbroken right now, because I could have invested, and I could have made my 21%. You see how you are?
Or you could have lost money, because I didn't know what the hell was going on. Yeah, right.
Whatever. You see, guys? He knows. He takes very long to process and tell people. It's like, I need to upgrade his Intel Pentium 4, you know? I need to make him faster, right?
Another one that pumps really hard is GRS.
G GRF.
Let me see. Let's confirm that, buddy, because I might FOMO in right now. GRF. GRFT? Graft?
They typically pumped pretty hard.
Graft? Is it graft?
What?
Is it GRFT?
No, GRS. That's the.
S. GRS. Okay. So.
They have a max supply of 105 million.
Yeah, what? And I mean, hello, is pumping 12% and they only have 74 million circulating supply. Like, they've bottomed out almost completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, yeah. Like, dude.
Hold on, sorry. Yeah, you're right.
So, what'd you say? What'd you say? No. Where can you get this coin? Cause it looks like it's about to pump hard. You know what its ROI is? 5,423%. That's ridiculous. Hello. Where have you been all my life? I've been asking you about these goddamn coins forever, and you haven't told me anything. Like, I'm about to cry right now.
Well, man, I'm not going to tell you something about that I'm not for certain on, you know. I haven't looked at any of those charts in a long time.
Well, maybe I'm going to build your confidence by telling you, okay, tell me about a coin, and I'm going to buy it, and then I'm going to tell you, boom, I told you, fucking pumped. You were right again. And then maybe every time I tell you, then you're going to be like, okay, so then everything that I fucking touch turns to gold, like I tell Dio, you know? And then maybe then you'll be our inside guy, you know? And then people are going to just like FOMO into this podcast right now because they want to know what the hell's going to pump.
Then I will say another one that I would keep an eye on. I would definitely keep an eye on CBC.
CBC, let's take a look at it. CBC.
It's Civic.
CVC, right?
Yeah, CVC.
CVC, hold on. CVC. CVC is pumping 13%. It's at 3 cents, and they have a cap of 1 billion. They've already sold 670 million. That means that if you're gonna FOMO in, you FOMO in now, and you FOMO in hard, right? And this is not financial advice. This is just
this isn't financial advice. He's just telling you FOMO like it's your fucking job.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking FOMO in that shit, you know? FOMO into anything you can right now because things in the future are going to change. Even if they have No, go ahead.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Things are starting to look really exciting. But at the same time, you know, that's when you gotta Let me take a step back. I fucked my whole portfolio up, and let's look at one thing at a time.
Well, no. That's thinking small, Viking. We gotta think big. We're thinking like our pockets. There are people out there that have.
Listen, my pockets are small right now.
I'm kidding.
I don't have a few $1 billion to throw around.
So you don't. You don't. Uh-oh, I thought you were going to be the next Bill Gates.
Listen, we're going to get there.
We're going to get there, I like that.
We're going to get there,
you just got to have patience, right?
That's right.
By the way, I was kidding, guys. Don't take it to the heart.
Don't. If you ever trade with emotions, get out of it.
Yep. And what like I tell people, all the time, don't fall in love with a coin, you know. Just look at the stats, look at the info, look at what it does. Cause yeah, you can fall in love with a coin, but then that means you're not willing to give it up.
Right.
So that's what he means.
And that's what happened. You know, don't get me wrong, like, I still have a substantial bag of XRP right now, but, you know, that's because XRP does have a move coming. It does.
Uh-oh. Do we got insider right now?
It's a matter of time. But it does have a nice few moves coming. So, you know, I at least want to get... I don't... You know, this is what would happen. I'd sell my fucking bag, that shit would surge 350%. So, I'm holding on to my bag for now.
If you sell your bag, it'll surge 350%. That's the luck of the Irish right there, brother.
What's that?
That would be the luck of the Irish right there.
Yeah.
You sell your bag and it goes up 350%, I'll cry.
Yeah. I'll fucking beat this. But hey, you know what? It is what it is. But, you know, the point is, I could have been making this money all fucking time, and all I've been doing is losing money because I've been buying these coins all the way down. And I'm fucking tired of it, man. It's time to make some money. It's time to put some money in the bank. It's time to go on vacations. It's time to make shit happen.
Now, not tomorrow. Right now.
Right now.
Right now, like yesterday type of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm pretty sure that a lot of us are feeling the same goddamn way. That's 100%. That's like, bah, 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 FOMO! Like that.
You know, there's people in this bear market that have done minimal trading that have made, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 100,000, no problem. In a fucking bear market. What do you think we're going to do in a bull market?
I mean, I think we're going to go to Spain and watch an actual bullfight. That's how bullish it's going to get.
Yeah, trust me. You know, and then as you build your trading account, you know, you can leverage more as your confidence gets built. He can make bigger trades and make more money. You know, it's just, you gotta get first, you know?
Learn the facts before you become, like, fucking a master confidence decision maker, right?
Yeah, last thing you want to do is go in and say, oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm fucking awesome. I'm gonna fucking take everybody's money. Guess what? You go in there like that, you're gonna be humbled pretty fast.
Well, maybe some people need to learn like that. Cause remember, you don't succeed unless you fail.
Right. Well, you never really fail. It's just a learning experience.
No, well, yeah, that's just a general. That's just a general.
Only time you fail is when you give up.
Correct, but that's what people don't understand. Their failure is what people see as failure, meaning that you lose money. But if you lose money, you don't want to lose no more money. So what are you gonna do about it? You're either gonna give up and lose the groove to make more money, or you're gonna just learn from it and try to fix it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, you know, they also have trading simulators too.
Tell us a little bit about the trading simulators, because whoever's listening right now, if they're new and they want to get into it, they're not gonna know what that is, and they're not gonna know where to go. So why don't you give them a little heads up?
Well, basically, just a simulator. You know, you don't have to put any money on the line. But, you know, if you can make trades and practice and things like that, but there's certain programs that you have to buy for that, or I think you can get memberships to certain other applications and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely a tool. You know, it's a tool to help you grow and learn and make real money.
Yeah, I agree. Anything that's gonna help.
Anything, yeah, definitely. You know, and that's the thing. That's why, I'm in a learning phase right now, so I'm trying to suck up all the knowledge I possibly can.
Let's talk about one thing though. Let's talk about one thing that I know that you're like the man to talk to about. Let's forget about it. Let's forget about everything. And let's talk about what's going on in the world, because there's a lot going on, and I want to hear your opinions on it. What do you think? It's way off. It's way off. But what do you think about the global reset right now? Like, what do you think about that? Because people are questioning what is that? What do you mean global reset? I mean, it's all based on conspiracy, right? But in all honesty,
yeah. All depends which way you look at it. I mean, if we're gonna live in fucking fantasy land forever, then no, we won't see a global reset. But we'll see fucking inflation and everything else, and all the other symptoms of inflation, you know.
And what if you don't live in fantasy land?
Then I would have to say we have no choice but to have a global reset, because the world debt is at an all-time high, and I really personally don't know how much longer we can go without our money, you know, basically our paychecks that we're working for every week, not being able to realistically pay the fucking bills, to be honest.
Okay, and based on that, I mean, what is debt itself? I mean, isn't it, we keep saying debt and debt and debt, but who are we indebted to if the banks own each other?
We're in debt to the people that funded this country, you know, different countries, you know, because of trade deals, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's a lot to it. It's really just kind of describe in a couple sentences, but, right now, we're operating on monopoly money.
On
monopoly
money?
Monopoly money, yep. It's not worth a fucking
thing.
Doing the paper that was printed.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand. Hey, I don't understand the concept of debt. If for any decision that we make, we need to contact central banks and deal with other. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, that's what I like about cryptocurrency is that you are your own bank, essentially. You know, you don't control. You have 100% control of your money.
So you're telling me that right now you're telling me that I'm in control of my own money?
Yeah, if you have it in cryptocurrency, yeah.
Oh damn! I had no idea that I was in control of my own money.
You know, the bank, let's say I had $4 billion in the bank, okay? I can't go to the bank and be like, I want my $4 billion. They literally, they cannot give it to me all at once. They won't do it.
They won't?
Because they don't have.
And let me ask you a question. Why is it illegal to hold $10,000 in your house? Why is it illegal to hold $10,000 in your house? If they find out, it's a felony offense. Did you know that?
I actually was not aware of that. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a felony if you hold $10,000 cash in your house without leaving it in the bank. It's actually a felony, and that's, I found that out the other day, and I was amazed because I had no idea.
That sounds pretty fucking crooked, doesn't it?
Yeah, what the hell? I know, it's my money, right? Why the hell do I have to put it in the bank?
Yeah, did you work for it, motherfucker?
Exactly. But those are the terms. That's a term that I had no idea. And actually, you know who told me about that?
If I ask with a $100 bill, I'll wipe my ass with a $100 bill.
Exactly. Exactly. So I mean, that's insane to know that it's gone that far. It's gone that far, and that's ridiculous to me. Cause you look at you look at films, and you see people holding fucking $210,000 there, or fucking $1 million in their fucking vaults. Like, why do we gotta keep it in a bank? Is it, what's the reason behind it? You know. Yeah, it is, and the same thing's going for gold. Like, they want to make gold illegal again to hold gold bars and silver bars.
Why do you think that is? Because gold's about to fucking skyrocket.
Of course it is. If you look at the national debt and you look at the clock, like the national debt clock, it'll show you the real price of gold. And people are still not aware of that. The price of gold by the ounce is supposed to be at like $9,000. It's supposed to be the same price as Bitcoin right now. And it's insane that people don't realize that. And it amazes me how little people actually know.
Well, you know, hey, just like we talked about on the last podcast, we kind of touched on this a little bit. People don't give a shit, man. Everything's fine. The world's still spinning. They're not getting shot at. So they work their 9 to 5. You know, they eat their food. They sit on the couch, watch fucking Netflix, and call it a day.
Well, hey, and I said it in the last one. I like doing that too, but, you know, I like reading as well.
Hey, listen, you know what? I do too, but at the same time, you got to be aware of your surroundings.
I think people just
just gotten so complacent that they're just like, oh, the government's our friend.
The government is not our friend, guys. I'm not trying to be an anarchist and none of that, but they're not our friend because they don't know us at a personal level. It's just like, how are you going to call somebody a friend that you don't know? This is why they stick together. They make the same amount of money and they're in the same fucking deal. It's just like when you're in cryptocurrency, you don't want to talk to anybody that's not in cryptocurrency. Meaning in the sense that like they either get involved or, you know, somehow in the way that you talk to them, or you don't want to talk to them at all at that point in time because you're so into it that that's what you want to know. That's your insight. That's your stuff. You know, if you really think about it.
The sad part is like, you know, people like my dad, for perfect example. You know, he's probably right now like, fuck, I wish I would have bought XRP at 17 cents because we're nearing 30 cents, and that would have been almost 100% gain right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, you know.
It's crazy, man. It's fucking wild. Yeah, I just, you know, we bust our ass to make the money that we make, to pay our bills, et cetera, et cetera. You know, why not put it in somewhere where you can, you know, see a return on your money that you've made, that you worked so hard for every day.
Why is it that banks only give you like a 4% interest rate when you're holding with them? I don't understand. Like, why is crypto giving you 18%, 12% on a 7-day basis? And in cash, you can hold $100,000 in the bank, and the only thing you're gonna see in return for about a month is like 7 cents. You know, like fucking some bullshit. 47 cents max. Depending on what bank. Is that money? Is that return? Like, are they making you focus on certain things based on interest? Like, it makes you think. It really does make you think. I mean, come on, guys. Like, give us an answer on what your reasoning is. You look at the Federal Bank, and the Reserve. You look at their interviews, and all you fucking see is somebody reading off a fucking paper. Like, I don't want to see nobody reading off no fucking paper or giving me answers based on what's written on the paper. Like, do you know knowledge, or are you just like fucking spitting what they're giving you? Like, exactly. The only people that talk based off of what they're reading in that sense on the spot at such a high level are people that are bullshitting you because they don't have a response for you. They don't care about what you have to ask. I saw one the other day, and the guy, they were asking him questions, and he would just kind of like give you a runaround on things that had nothing to do with the topic. And the guy would be like, okay, that's not answering my question, so why don't you answer my question? And after the second time, they kind of just took away the mic from the guy because he didn't want to respond to the question that he was asking. And it was like, it wasn't even an intellectual question. It was just a question based on what they're talking about. You know, so it's funny how he had to go and he had to revert back to the papers and just kept reading off the fucking paper. It was like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. It's pretty wild.
So.
It is pretty wild.
You know,
their theories on policy and all that. I mean, I think it's all a joke. At the end of the day, do they follow their own policies? Because I've seen a bunch of I think it was one of the governors of I don't know which state, but I saw some news the other day, because I don't watch news, but I hear a lot from people that tell me. So I know there was a politician that he was like anti-drugs, anti-this, anti-that, like crazy, you know, like, oh, you know, we're going to fight drugs and we're going to do this. And then they catch him fucking snorting cocaine in his car and drunk, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man.
I mean, come on, how fake does it have to get in order for people to start paying attention? You know? That's my thing, like...
Yeah.
I'm not against government and I'm not against anything, but when a bullshit, bullshit. You know, you can't bullshit a bullshitter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one big fucking scam. It is what it is.
You know, people...
DNJ now pumping 23%.
A&J?
ENJ.
ENJ. Yeah.
Which is called the engine coin. It's number 51.
ENJ, let's look it up. But yeah, sorry that I got so passionate about that. It's just ignorance is bliss, you know.
You're good, man. I literally I summed it up, you know, last video. It's all bullshit. They don't care about you.
Yep. And ENJ is pumping 20.12% with a total supply of 1 billion, and you got circulating supply 799 million. And I think we mentioned that a little earlier, but it's just to repeat for those that are not very keen on paying attention.
Yeah, well, I found all these ones that I mentioned, like in the last few times we talked, I found all these 2018. And I found them through when I started seeing these coins pump, I'm like, so I started looking into them a little more, and I'm like, oh, okay. Well, there's a little bit of substance there. So that's cool. The supply's a little off. All right. Well, I never really bought into any of them, but I was actually going to buy an engine. It went down to 7 cents. I want to say engine... went up to like 30 or 40 cents last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, these are coins that those are the HODL coins, but the HODL coins in the sense that if you see that they're going to pump, sell them shits once they hit a certain limit, you know, because you don't want to hold on to these coins. Remember, they go down like they go up, right? So you see them pumping, you're never going to, it's like they say, if you try to catch a falling knife and the falling knife, you're never going to catch it on the bottom, you know? And you're never going to catch it on the top. So, you always got to stay within your means of knowledge and in between. So, if you see it fucking going high, fucking put a cap and sell it. If it passes a certain limit, you fucking sell.
Right.
You know? You gained. I mean, you stop trying to be greedy. If you see it...
Right.
Because it's going to go back down, and it's proven fact. So follow the history, you know?
Right. What goes up must come down.
Correct. Correct.
It is what it is. It's that simple.
Why'd you laugh? Why'd you laugh? Because only, you pictured something?
Now, this is where, you know, it kind of gets me, right? So there's two coins out there. And I'm not sure when they go up if they are going to come down. Like, and as I mean, like, when they go up to a high price, I don't know if they ever are going to come down.
Yep.
I would have to say VeChain and XRP, and the only reason I say it is the utility that they have behind them. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, I would have a little hard time sleeping at night. Letting go of those all the way, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but you have let them go. You have let them go, and you've done it for a higher purpose, and you can't tell me you haven't, because
Like your Matic. Remember when you told me about Matic? It pumped, you sold, and you bought XRP. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to buy my bag back. It doesn't mean that I'm not... My full focus is not still like getting more Matic. I just saw an opportunity to get more XRP. And then you did it.
Yeah.
And just like if you see the opportunity and you see VeChain is going to pump crazy, you're going to sell your XRP, you're going to put it into VeChain, and then you'll buy back XRP. It's just a matter of knowing when it's going to pump and how it's going to pump. Or just gain some knowledge, some real knowledge, you know? Follow the truth. Don't follow the FOMO.
Right.
Follow the truth. Yeah.
I actually seen this today, and I was like, holy shit. It just kind of became kind of clear to me, like, yes, XRP, VeChain, they have amazing partnerships. They have amazing things going for them. I'm not taking away from the coins at all whatsoever.
You sure?
At the end of the day.
You sure?
Yeah, no.
I'm kidding.
But at the end of the day, like, okay, so I seen the title of a video today, and it made me think, like, holy shit, this is why motherfuckers they're like, oh my god, I gotta buy more XRP. And I'm like, it fucking just clicked with me, and I'm like, I think the title was like, XRP volume has now surpassed the Bitcoin volume. The flippening is happening. And I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, like, okay, I've been like, no, like, fucking deep in these charts, and I'm just like, no, it's just charts, man. That's how it works, you know. I'm just like, but then for these people that are out there trying to look into a good investment to get into, don't get me wrong, not saying XRP is a bad investment because I actually own a substantial amount, but at the same time, you know, it's all in the charts. You know, charts tell a story, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, can you tell me a story? Because I want to hear a story. I'm waiting for you to say that's the people killer right there. But the truth is, we're going to the fucking moon, baby. That's what I want to hear you say. Let's give the people what they want to hear, buddy.
I'll tell you what. I definitely see us in a couple months, you know, shortly, in short order. Like, not like short term, like 2 weeks or nothing, but, you know, it's very possible that it'll happen in the next few months for sure. Especially once we cross the 200-day moving average, which we're getting very close. With on the XRP chart, you know, we're getting very close to that. Then we'll see, we should be, you know, 100, 200, 300% surge for sure. But, you know, you got, these things take time, you know. You got to let them play out, you know. So, my goal is, I want to be very efficient with making charts, making moves, and everything before the block happens.
Okay.
After the halving, shit is going to go bonkers.
So as we go through the course, the only place that you're gonna hear Vikings advancements in coin technology is gonna be on this fucking podcast. So fucking, you know, add the little fucking subscribe or follow or whatever it is you put on the podcast, and we'll get our updates. You know, it won't be daily, but you know, It'll be pretty often, right, Viking?
Yeah, no, it'll be often. I just, you know, like I said, right now I'm very focused. I have a lot of irons in the fire right now.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
It just means I got a lot of things going on, man.
I'm trying to get some coins out of them.
Better every day,
you know? I'm trying to get some coins out of them, you know what I'm saying? When he says iron, I'm like, ah, what kind of coin is that?
just got a lot of things going on. You know, I have a family. I work a full-time job. I go to the gym daily. And now I'm adding the trading to my plate. You know, my plate's pretty full right now.
What would you consider a full plate? Like steak, rice, eggs, beans, you know? What else?
Full plate, what would I consider a full plate?
Yeah. A full pig. Hell yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I just got a lot of things going on, man. Just trying to make things happen, do better, be better.
In the long run, I mean, I think we all do. We're all going through the same deal.
Oh, yeah. I'm not, you know, this opportunity, guys, once we reach a certain market cap in cryptocurrency market, the gains will not be as substantial as they once were. So, you know, for me, personally, it's very important for me to get every fucking dime I can out of this. So that way I can not only change my life, my family's life, but, you know, maybe a couple or a few generations.
Also, no, not only that, we're going to buy the ranch in Texas, remember?
And, you know, and you know, people around me, too, you know, I want to bring them up with me as well, you know. People that have supported me the whole entire time, people that didn't think I was batshit crazy when it comes to cryptocurrency.
I'm batshit crazy with you, bro. So, you know, we're good to go, bro. I think we hit the money on this one.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of money to be made, and I don't want to miss it. You know, this is the first real asset class introduced in over 100 years.
100 years? You hear that, guys? 100 years. You guys aren't even that old. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, what?
And if you are 100 and still investing, then you know what the fuck we're talking about. Oh man.
I just hope everybody, you know, really, you know, hey, if you got 100,000 in this market, great. You know, that's awesome. I have nowhere near that, but my goals are huge. My goals are massive, and I will.
And we will attain our goals within our own imagination, because the imagination creates reality. And if you don't believe that, then you should be in your chair watching Netflix and jerking off, right?
Yeah, pretty much. You gotta...
Oh yeah. With your bag of chips, with your preference, you know, because. I love Cheetos, but there's people that like Pringles. No, but yeah, in all reality, I mean, we've given them an hour, so I'm going to close the podcast here. I appreciate your time, Viking, and you're always welcome.
I appreciate that.
All right, yeah. Guys. Well, you guys take care.
I'll definitely be back. Oh. We'll do some more together. I still like doing research, because that's very important to this as well.
Yeah, no. We're gonna hit the research term. We're gonna hit that soon. We'll do the video with it. This is just a podcast, just to get the podcast going, and give out what's going on right now, and some of the markets, some of the coins that you want to know, talk about, put on the podcast and stuff like that. But we're definitely gonna do more and. Maybe during the weekend, because he said he has a lot of iron and plates and food and all that stuff he talked about. So he might want to have to focus on that first, just like me, just like anybody else. We all got things to do, so let him eat his plate. And then once he's full and he needs to get a little rest, then we could hit the video and the podcast hard. So, alrighty. Till next time.